हरि हरि ओम जय नारायण परिपूर्ण कारण ओम जय जय शंख सुचक्र गदाम्बुज पीतांबर धर ओम जय जय शंख सुचक्र गदाम्बुज पीतांबर धर ओम ओम हरि हरि ओम हरि हरि ओ हरि हरि ओ श्रीधर श्रीकर श्रीवत्सांकित श्रुतजनवत्सल ओम श्रीधर श्रीकर श्रीवत्सांकित श्रुतजनवत्सल ओम श्रीमधुसूदन श्रीमधुरानन त्रिभुवन पालन ओम श्रीमधुसूदन श्रीमधुरानन त्रिभुवन पालन ओम ओम हरि हरि ओ हरि हरि ओ हरि हरि ओ हरि हरि ओम जय नित्य निरंजन निष्कल निर्गुण ओम हरि हरि ओम जय नित्य निरंजन निष्कल निर्गुण ओम नत जन रंजन मद जन भंजन सच्चिन्मय हरि ओम नत जन रंजन मद जन भंजन सच्चिन्मय हरि ओम सच्चिन्मय हरि ओम हरि ओम सच्चिन्मय हरि ओम हरि ओम सच्चिन्मय हरि ओम सच्चिन्मय हरि ओम सच्चिन्मय हरि ओम गोविंदा माधवा गोपाला केशवा गोविंदा माधवा गोपाला केशवा जय नंद मुकुंदा नंद गोविंदा राधे गोपाला जय नंद मुकुंदा नंद गोविंदा राधे गोपाला गिरिधारी गिरिधारी जय राधे गोपाला गिरिधारी गिरिधारी जय राधे गोपाला घन श्याम 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 जय जय राधे गोपाला घन श्याम 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 जय जय राधे गोपाला जय नंद मुकुंदा नंद गोविंदा राधे गोपाला जय नंद मुकुंदा नंद गोविंदा राधे गोपाला गोविंदा माधवा गोपाला केशवा गोविंदा माधवा गोपाला केशवा जय नंद मुकुंदा नंद गोविंदा राधे गोपाला जय नंद मुकुंदा नंद गोविंदा राधे गोपाला नंद मुकुंदा नंद गोविंदा राधे गोपाला हरि मना तुम्ही गोविंद मना तुम्ही गोपाल मना तुम्ही नारायणा हरि मना तुम्ही गोविंद मना तुम्ही गोपाल मना तुम्ही नारायणा गोविंद गोपाल हरि नारायणा गोविंद गोपाल हरि नारायणा राम मना राजा राम मना सीता राम मना आत्मा राम मना राजा राम मना सीता राम मना आत्मा राम मना राजा राम मना सीता राम मना आत्मा राम मना राजा राम मना सीता राम मना आत्मा राम मना हरि मना तुम्ही गोविंद मना तुम्ही गोपाल मना तुम्ही नारायणा गोविंद गोपाल हरि नारायणा गोविंद गोपाल हरि नारायणा श्याम मना घन श्याम मना मेघ श्याम मना राधे श्याम मना घन श्याम मना मेघ श्याम मना राधे श्याम मना घन श्याम मना मेघ श्याम मना राधे श्याम मना घन श्याम मना मेघ श्याम मना राधे श्याम मना हरि मना तुम्ही गोविंद मना तुम्ही गोपाल मना तुम्ही नारायणा हरि मना तुम्ही गोविंद मना तुम्ही गोपाल मना तुम्ही नारायणा गोविंद गोपाल हरि नारायणा गोविंद गोपाल हरि नारायणा कुंज विहारा गोविंद गोरस चोरा गोविंद कुंज विहारा गोविंद गोरस चोरा गोविंद गोपिका हृदय नंद किशोरा पीतांबरधर गोविंद गोपिका हृदय नंद किशोरा पीतांबरधर गोविंद हरि मना तुम्ही गोविंद मना तुम्ही गोपाल मना तुम्ही नारायणा गोविंद गोपाल हरि नारायणा गोविंद गोपाल हरि नारायणा 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 कस्तूरी तिलकम नारायणम कस्तूरी तिलकम नारायणम कमलनयनम नारायणम कस्तूरी तिलकम नारायणम कस्तूरी तिलकम नारायणम गुरुवायूर्पुर नारायणम गुरुवायूर्पुर नारायणम कलियुग अवतार नारायणम कलियुग अवतार नारायणम गोविंद गोविंद नारायणम गोविंद गोविंद नारायणम गोविंद गोविंद नारायणम कस्तूरी तिलकम नारायणम कस्तूरी तिलकम नारायणम கமலநயனம் நாராயணம் கஸ்தூரி திலகம் நாராயணம் கஸ்தூரி திலகம் நாராயணம். நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண 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 ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண 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 ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோபால ஹரே, நாராயண நாராயண ஜெய ஜெய கோவிந்த ஹரே.
சஹனாவவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹவீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்ம வித்வரம். வேதாந்த வேத்யம் ஸ்ரீராமம் நத்வா ஸ்ரீசின்மயம் குரும் வக்ஷ்யே வேதாந்த மாதுர்யம் லோகானந்தகரம் பவேத். சுஷ்கம் வேதாந்த ஜானம் ஹி கேசித் வதந்தி பிராயஷ అన్యేతత్ కఠినం సూక్ష్మం మన్యంతే స్వవిచారతః నిష్ఫలం జీవనేస్మిన్శ్చ జ్ఞానం వా పారలౌకికం సన్యాసినాం కృతే చాస్తి వార్ధక్యే వా పటేన్నరః ఏవం బహువిధా సంతి వేదాంత విషయే మతాః నిశ్చయోతశ్చ కర్తవ్యః ప్రమాణేన వివేకతః ఆపాదతో భాతి సత్యం జనస్యేషావధారణ స్వాధ్యాయ సాధనాభ్యాసే మిథ్యా సిద్ధ్యతి ధారణ వేదస్య చరమో భాగో వేదాంత ఇతి కథ్యతే ఆత్మైవ విషయస్తస్య బాధ్యహం రూపతో హృతి. ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ సెషన్ వి సా వేదాంత ప్రమాణం ఆత్మన జ్ఞాతుం వేదాంత ఏవ ప్రమాణం. ఆత్మ ఈస్ ఆత్మన్ ఈస్ అట్ ద ప్రెసెంట్ మోమెంట్ ఈస్ అపియరింగ్ టు బి అజ్ఞాతం అన్నోన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్నోన్. ఎ థింగ్ విచ్ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఆల్సో క్యాన్ బి అన్నోన్. A thing which we are not aware of is also unknown. But here, Atma is not an entity or a thing which is absent at any time, but we are not paying attention. In fact, we have forgotten. The interesting thing is, we don't even know what we forgot. Vedanta, the teachers, as well as the Shastra, Jnapakartam Shastram. It is to remind us what we have forgotten. It is strange that we don't even know, as I said, we don't even know what we forgot. See, Ajnanam is of three kinds. Najnanam Ajnanam. I don't know. That is one ajnana. I don't know. If you ask me whether I know Russian language, I don't know. In fact, I don't want to know. So if you ask me whether I know that language, I don't know, obviously. All right. Ajnanam apurna jnanam. A thing which I do not know completely, I have a very vague concept or a notion about it, that is also ajnanam, apurna jnanam, ajnanam. Now, these two categories we know, but atma ajnanam, atma avidya is not either not knowing completely or it is not even an apurna jnana. Because at no time I fail to know myself. I can never say I don't exist. Can any one of you say I don't exist? Please raise your hand who are all absent here. I can never experience my own absence. If I have to experience my own absence, if one can say, oh, in the sleep, we don't know our existence, Swamiji. If that is the case, then when you wake up, you will never know that you are absent. In your absence, who will know that you are absent? So that is why it is said in the one beautiful text called Advaita Makaranta, It is said, Ahamasmi sadabhami kadachinnahamapriyah. Ahamasmi, I am there, always. Sadabhami, I am always aware. Kadachinnahamapriyah, at no time I dislike myself. I do not become a hater of my own being. Therefore, I am Brahman only. Sachidananda Lakshanam. That's the first verse. So why is that? That we are unaware of its presence? Simple answer Abhyadanta gives is because we are too busy with something else. When you are too busy with so many other things, what is most important, we conveniently forget. So, Vedanta is reintroducing us to ourselves. Upanishad says, Taddure, Tadu Antike, Tadu Antarasya Sarvasya, Tadu Sarvasyasya Bahyatah, Taddure. It is too far away for the person who doesn't pay attention. Tadu Antike. It is the most close for the one who knows. And what does he know? Antarasya sarvasya. It is there in everyone's being and outside as well. Tadu sarvasyasya bhagyata. And therefore it is said, Vedantaha is Vedasya charamo bhagaha. It is the last part of the Vedas where it is explained very clearly, Vedanta iti katyate, Atma eva vishayah tasya. Vedantasya vishayah Atma, the self. Badi aham rupatah hrudi. In our own heart, it is continuously present as aham, aham, aham. Sada sarvagato pyatma nasarvatrava vasati. Even though it is everywhere present, it is not recognized everywhere. Buddho veva avabhaseta svacheshu pratibimbavat. In the buddhi alone, in the understanding alone, it brilliantly shines, just like sunlight reflects only in a reflecting media. So cleaning the mind is necessary for us to recognize the presence already there. And this cleaning the mind is what is called katinam, sukshmam. This is what people find difficult. Vedanta otherwise is the most simple thing. When people say, oh, it is too hard, oh, it is too dry, oh, it's too subtle. What is subtle? What is hard? What is subtle or what is hard? What is difficult is to saturate this mind. We are so habituated to things. We cannot come out of our habits. We cannot come out of our way we behave. If you are a boss in your workplace, under you there are so many people who are listening to you. At home, you will become a different. Think. Sometimes you are forced to become different. It's different. You cannot be boss at home. But usually, we cannot suddenly change our behavior and attitude from a moment you come home. If you are harsh and very cunning and then very stern at home or at work, it will repeat everywhere you go. You don't change. For a time being, temporarily you may, but your swabhava will come out. Swabhavastha pravartate. Nigrahim karishyati. Bhagavan Krishna also says, who can control this mind which is subject to such a habit? So why do we think Vedanta is very hard and very subtle and difficult. You know, because Vedanta puts the entire responsibility on your shoulders, you need to purify this mind. Without which you will not know what you are, who you are. Bhajan karo, jab karo, kshetratan mein jao, puja punaskar sab karo, but manashuddhi nahi hua, to ye sab karne ke liye, what will be the use of all this? Kurute ganga sagar gamanam vrata paripalanam atavadanam. You know, goes to Ganga Sagar, go and take a dip in that. All that you do. Jnana vihinaha sarvamatena bhajatina muktim janmashatena. In hundreds of lives, you do all these things. Unless you purify the mind and receptive enough for gaining this knowledge. That is the reason why people find it difficult. But once you understand that Vedanta is not talking about somebody else. Even in Bhagavad Gita, when Bhagavan Krishna started to speak Arjuna, does he talk anything about Duryodhana or Karna or Bhishma or anybody else, Yudhishthira or any of his brothers? And no. Not a single moment he spent time on explaining why they are doing what they are doing. Doesn't matter whatever they are doing. According to their own understanding, whatever evil things that they are doing, let them do. Let us understand who you are. And what is that you need to do. Isn't it? Upanishad also not interested in many other subject matters. It will come directly onto you only. Now, this very Atman which is to be discovered because we have forgotten, and it is something which is most dear to us. As he says in the next verse here, Nakaschidasti lokesmin Yasya swatma nahi priyaha Tadartam hi priyam sarvam Saatma tu swata priyaha Nakaschidasti lokesmin yasya swatma nahi priyaha Tadartam hi priyam sarvam Saatma tu swata priyaha. Asmin loke, in this world, Na kaschit asti yasya swatma na priyaha. There is nobody in this world who says, who does not like oneself. Tell me one person who doesn't like one's own self. Even if one is a failure, he would like to come out of the failure because he loves oneself. Our love for ourselves is unquestionable. Even a person who is so frustrated, ready to commit suicide, and you ask him, why do you want to commit suicide? I cannot tolerate this failure of mine. I am tortured here and there, and I'm done with this. I just want to get rid of all these things. Why you want to get rid of this? So that I'll be happy. By you dying, how will you be happy? Others will be, no doubt. But why will you be? So this one person asked me this question. Swamiji, when somebody dies, we say RIP, you know, rest in peace. What does it mean? I said, rest of the people will be in peace. That's all. That will be very bad to tell, you know, to the family. Rest of the people in peace. Now, if you are committing, sort of killing yourself, who will be happy? I. You will not be there. One person was ready to go to die, you know, commit suicide. So he told his friend, you know, I'm going to Tomorrow I'm going to the railway track and putting my head there and I'm done with this. Okay, all the best. So morning he saw his friend going towards the railway track. So, but he was carrying something. So he asked him, what are you carrying? Breakfast. In case the train is late. See, our love for ourselves cannot be compensated with anything else. Tadartam hi priyam sarvam. Tadartam atmartam hi priyam sarvam. Everything is become dear only because you love yourself. That's why in Chandyukya Upanishad it says, sarvasya kamasyana sarvam priyam bhavati. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam. And there the Upanishad goes on to say, a husband does not like the wife for the wife's sake. Husband loves his wife because of himself. A mother does not love the child for child's sake. It is for her own sake the child is loved. See, it looks selfish, but if you look at carefully, would you love something which will make you unhappy? Will you? That which makes you continuously unhappy, agitated, disturbed, will you like it? No. What you like? I like all that which makes me happy. So what are you in love with? What are you in love with? Your happiness, right? That all that gives me sukham, I like it. All that which gives me dukkham, I don't like it. So what do you like? Your happiness. Because you love yourself. So nothing in this world is loved by anyone which does not give him or her happiness. In other words, everything. See, if it so happened, no, recently, a few years back, 31st December, suddenly in India, they declared, you know, certain currencies are invalid by the midnight. Somebody might have kept, you know, bundles and bundles of 500 rupees note, thinking that that will give him happiness because he can buy this, that. So he's kept it in a big bundle of things in his, you know, safe. It's safe only, nothing. And tomorrow onwards, it is only paper. Will it give him happiness anymore? So long, even the currency that you are having, so long as it is declared as a valid instrument of transaction for purchase, then only that particular thing is of any use to you. Otherwise, it's just a paper. You go to a child which is just a year old and give him a chocolate bar and $100 note. Which one it will take? Tell me. Nowadays, I don't know. Child may be very smart. It will look at you. You know, I think, why are you giving this paper? Maybe this is more important. But immediate happiness comes to... It may take both also. That is also possible. But it is not true. Is it not true? That which you know the source of happiness, more than anything else, is what you value. If that currency is of no use, yeah, it's only paper. So, vittam api, even wealth also, if the sukam na dadati, if it does not lead to sukam, vyartham eva, vittam vartham. Wealth is of no use. A rich person, no doubt, but he has a sickness which cannot be cured at all. What does he do with that money? All are for atmasukam only. Wherever you go to the same point only. That is the same thing. Every one of us, not only human, all living beings are morning till evening, birth to death, are working for only Atma Sukham. Whether they do something is also Atma Sukham. Don't do is also Atma Sukham only. కర్తవ్యమేవి అకర్తవ్యం అవి, కర్మ అవి అకర్మ అవి. Morning you wake up and then start doing many many things only to add more happiness to yourself. At the end of the day, stop doing is also for the same thing. To aap kyon karte ho? Sukh ke liye, sushupti ke liye. Tadartham hi priyam sarvam. So anything, see this physical body also we love because there is life. గతపది వాయో భార్యా బిబ్బది తస్మిన్ కాయే. అండ్ ద బాడీ ఈజ్ నో మోర్ హ్యావింగ్ లైఫ్, యువర్ ఓన్ వైఫ్ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు లుక్ అట్ యూ అగైన్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యూ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్. యూ ద లైఫ్ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్, యూ ద బ్లిస్ఫుల్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ దాట్. సో ఎనీథింగ్ దట్ వీ లవ్ ఈస్ డైరెక్టెడ్ టువర్డ్స్ ఆత్మసుఖం. This body I love because this is adding, it is making me happy, not completely, to the extent it can, through, you know, experiencing the world, through senses, etc. So anything becomes a means of happiness is what we love. So everything is loved for the self. The self is loved not for anything else, by itself. That's why it's called Atma Tu Swatapriya. By itself it is, okay, everything else because. I love computer because it can do things which I want to do. I love my car because it can take me from place A to B. I love this person because he or she gives me company. Why do you love yourself? No cause. It's like a teenager. You ask him, where did you go today? Party. And why are you late? Cause. That's it. Brother, you cannot take an answer. Cause what? Because of what? There's no answer. Don't ask me. That's what the answer is. So why do you love yourself? Because what? No reason. As I said, it is not only human being, all living beings, but they may not express the way we do in languages, but all beings are in love with, primary love is oneself. Oneself, and I mean, what I mean by that? Not the body. Body is also a means of happiness. Mind is also a means, an instrument of happiness. But it's not happiness. If the mind is agitated, are you happy about it? No, I want to get rid of this thought. So, one particular portion of your body is cancerous. Then you cut it off. Why? That is not, it's dangerous to the happiness of mind. So this is my safety, my health, right? So everything is a means to happiness. Self, the Paramatma, is happiness by itself. Swatapriya. But at the present moment, we are not thinking in that direction. We think, you know, this physical body is the place where the Atma resides. Therefore, this physical body is important to us. Not only the body, even the name. So as the next verse says, Swasya nama cha rupam cha gunanukatanam kritam preenadi sarvalokanam హర్షదం చ భవేత్ తథా స్వస్య నామ చ రూపం చ గుణానుకతనం కృతం ప్రీణాది సర్వలోకానాం హర్షదం చ భవేత్ తథా. We are very proud of our name. We are proud of our form. If there is a group picture in which you are not there, you don't mind, you don't care to look at it also. Anybody shows group picture, you came to our marriage, right? There is a group picture. First thing, whom do you look for? I'm telling you, whom do you look for? Will you look for the bride and bridegroom? Definitely not. You look for yourself. If you are not there, nice. Show me the other pictures where I am there. Name also. My name appears in a book or in a credit, etc. You know. So at the present moment, we give value to our name and form, and that's what we consider our identity. Our identity is confined to name and form. And this, the whole world is nothing but name and form only. As Drigdarshi Viveka beautifully put there, this among the five aspects of the entire universe, Astibadi Priyam Rupam Nama Chetam Shapanchakam Aditrayam Brahma Rupam Jagat Rupam Tatodvayam. Asti Bhadi Priyam Satchit Ananda Brahma Rupam Nama and Rupa is Jagat Rupam Maya. Now, therefore, this very name and form which we are so fond of, nothing but an illusory presence of you, termed as Maya technically, and it is of the Mithya Rupam. It is illusory, it is temporary. Where was your name before you were born? Or when you were in the womb of the mother? Was there a name? But you didn't exist. So only when you are born only, there was probably the name is given. Before that. So your existence is without name. Understand that. And your existence even without form. My existence need not have to have a form or a name. In the deep sleep state where I do not recognize myself as a name or a form, I still exist, renouncing all that. So, swasya nama cha rupam cha gunana katanam kritam. If somebody is praising my qualities, my virtues, etc., we love to hear that. Prinadi sarva lokana. Priyam dadati, modakam modanam modati, sarvalokanam modakaranam, pramodakaranam. What? Gunanukatanam. Glory of somebody says it pleases everybody. Sarvalokanam harshadam, harsham dadati, sukam dadati. So it brings great. So that is the reason why if somebody is praising your own son or daughter, you love it. You know why? Not because of the son or daughter, your son. There also my son comes there. If somebody else is praising your neighbor's son, okay, maybe. Okay. But my son. If something is happening in Ukraine, are you interested to know what is happening there? Some Russian invasion is going on in Ukraine. So, but if your son is in Ukraine, then definitely every hour you will look at the news. What's happening there? Where is Yen calling? What is happening there? Are you okay? Until otherwise you are involved in some way or the other where your joy is placed, you will not be interested to know about it. Anything in this world is interesting only when you are connected to that. You means my identification. What is your identification? My source of happiness. So that is the reason why we are so fond of our own physical form. Early morning, you get up and then at least 5 to 10 times during the day, you would have watched yourself in the mirror. Minimum. Why? This is me. and this nama, rupa, guna, this is not you. This is what Vedanta is trying to tell you again. Jati niti kula gotra durakam nama rupa guna dosha varjitam desha kala vishayati vartiyat brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. So long as we connect ourselves only or condition ourselves only to the name, form, qualities, etc. Jati, niti, kula, gotra, nama, rupa, desha, kala, we cannot but be unhappy. Because these are all not you, number one. Secondly, these are all subject to constant change. And change always brings uncertainty. And uncertainty brings insecurity, and insecurity brings fear, and fear brings unhappiness. Fear and freedom cannot go together. Even though we see that physical bodies are dying away every moment, Yudhishthira was asked this question by Yaksha. What is the greatest wonder in this world? That only one. I love this answer of Yudhishthira. He says, "Ahanyahani bhutani gacchanti he yamalayam shesha stavaram icchanti kim aasharyam adaparam." Every moment people are dying and going to the abode of Yama. But people who are remaining here continues to think that they remain forever. This is the greatest wonder. Among the seven wonders, this is the eighth and the most wonder of wonder. What? Everybody thinks that we will be there forever. Well, they are seeing every day people dying around. So in the next verse he says, Mrityum sarvatra pashyanti tadavi chanti jivitum manabhuvam hi bhuyasam iti prematma nikshyate mrityum sarvatra pashyanti tadavi chanti jivitum manabhuvam hi bhuyasam iti prematma nikshyate. Sarvatra mrityum pashyanti. Janaha, people are seeing death everywhere, every moment. Tatabi, even then, jividam icchanti. They love to remain. Manabhuham vibhuasam, may I never cease to exist. Iti. Thus, atmani premat ikshate. Prema atmani. In this love for the self is seen. Ikshate. Drishyate. Everyone is continue to think. They continue to think, I will remain more. No, you cannot tell a person who is 90-year-old, I think you should go. try to tell. I'm only 90. My father lived for 110. What are you talking? And sometimes the condolences will be difficult. The Swamiji, oh, my father. One person called me and said, Swamiji, my father. Suddenly, Swamiji, morning, he didn't get up. So I was really concerned. Okay. So, was he suffering any sickness? No. Nothing, Swamiji. No blood pressure. No, not even diabetes. Nothing. He was so healthy. And he left. How old was he? 110. What do you want him to do further? Undi has to go, right? Happily send him off. 110 years he lived. And at least he did not give any trouble to anybody if you're leaving. That much blessing. Why do you cry for it? I can understand if it is 10 years, 15 or 20 years or 30, that I can understand. Useless existence, that's good. But if such a person had lived a productive, illustrious life, 110 years of healthy life, you should happily send him off. I mean, we think that everything should exist forever. Vinashyats avinishyantyam dhiraha eva pashyati. Permanence among the impermanent, only a man of wisdom alone can see. And he, such a person, he does not cry about what comes and goes. That's why Bhagavan Krishna opens with the Gita teaching in that. Gadasun agadasum cha na shochanti anushochanti panditaha. What comes and goes, they do not sit and cry about. Arjuna. Agamapa, anityaha. Whatever comes and goes is so temporary. But what is our feeling? See, if you are told that tomorrow you are going to die, what do you do today? Tell me. Tomorrow you're not going to exist. What do you do today? What do you do? You will not go to sleep. You will wonder, oh my God, I have so many things to accomplish. So many are going on my head. Without me, nothing will happen in this world. I'm the CEO of the world. If I say I don't take a decision, things would not happen. What? This world was there before you came, my dear. And this will be there forever after you go also. And it will be better. We think that we are the boss. We are responsible for everything that happens. It is wisdom that will tell you that without you, the world will be better than before. Once that happens to you, you relax. You do your best and let it happen. But we are so strong about our own self-importance. I have to be there. Manabhuvam nabhuhayasam. Forever I should remain. Only deluded people think like this. And see, even that very thought that I should be forever, why does it come? Don't you know by your own simple common sense that your body is giving up, the every faculty is failing? How do you still have the desire to live forever? It only shows that slowly, slowly you realize that I'm not referring to my own body. I know the body will die. But me, the self, if at all you have got a Vedanta Jnanam, then that's what it means. What I am desiring to exist forever is this eternal soul. That's what Bhagavan also says in Gita. Arjun, you kill or not to kill. Soul never dies. Natve vaham jatunasam natmam neme janadipa nachevana bhavishyamaha sarve vayamada param. Arjun, you are never absent. Ever in the past, not even me and none of these people were absent. In the future also, we will never be absent. Because the soul is eternal. Avinashitu tadvitti yena sarvamidam tadam vinasham avyayasyasana kaschit kartumarati. Nobody can bring an end to this. But our present identification is only, let me physically live all the time. Now, let me ask this question to you. When you go to sleep, things are not happening in this world, do you think? Your own body is growing without your permission, sir. How about that? Do you have control over that? One person was very happy. One Mahatma was very happy. Somebody went and asked him, how are you always happy, whether it is shining or winter or rain or hot summer? weather is so unpredictable, and you are, whether it is cold winter, it is shivering, or it is hot summer, you are always happy. How is that? He said, I have a simple philosophy. I'll tell you what it is. What it is. That which I cannot control, I would not allow it to control me. Finished. Can I control this weather? No. Then, why should it control me? Why should it decide my happiness, which I cannot control? My getting old cannot be controlled by me. Can I? I cannot, right? It will get old whether I like it or not. Then why should it does to me? Others' behavior around me, can I control? I cannot. Then why should they control me? If this simple philosophy is taken, I'm telling you, nobody can stop you to be happy. Hey, let it go on. But, you know, self-appointed, you know, responsibility is the greatest mistake we do. Koi nahi deta hai. Aap abhi de leta hai. You yourself take up and then suffer. Kyun? Yesterday I was in somebody's house and Swamiji, I want to go to India, but I can't do. Why? Dog. Who asked you to have a dog? No, what? You yourself take it and then you suffer. I cannot go. How will I leave him and go? Why did you want it? See, I'm not against any of the pattern, but if you do not have the proper way of taking care of it in your absence, then you know it. You know it very well. Then why did you do that? My mother is old and I want to go, but I can't go. Why? Dog. Hey, Baba, dog become more important than your mother then. Kya kare? Ye nahi chal raha hai na. As soon as I entered, first fellow who welcomed me is a dog. Okay. I told the family, I thought human being will come and welcome me first. Why are you bringing this person? Before Nakarmana, it's wow, 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 wow. That's first one. And then there's a complaint about that also. I can't go anywhere. Who made this mistake? See, we have invisible strings attached. We don't even look at this. All over we have put invisible strings. And we tie it up ourselves and suffer. Zindagi ek suffer. What do you do? In other words, you know, our liking for ourselves forever to exist, it translates into physical existence, which is a mistake. Physically, no one is going to live forever. Our Swami Tapovanam, when he was very sick, and Swami Gurudev, when he went to meet him, and he told Swami Tapovanji, and he was very, you know, feeling very bad. Uttarakashi, he was all by himself, cold, suffering, no medical attention. So he said, Maharaj, I'm very sad to see in this condition. We can take you to Delhi and treat you there. Tapanji looked at him and said, why in Delhi nobody dies? No. We can treat you, Chinmaya. From the day I was born, there was somebody who was waiting for me. I have been ignoring him for a long time. Now it is a time. I should go with him. Death. Why are you crying? I'm going with my friend only, not anybody else. He's been patiently waiting for a long time. That is the wisdom. Why should you ignore it? It also means that I'm done. I'm content. Unless we feel that I am done. Na kartavyam asti asmin loke. Until you get that wisdom, then na kartavyam asti. There is nothing more I need to do. Until that comes, there will be clinging to life in the physical body. It's called asmita. Clinging to life. When do we say to ourselves, not to anybody else, jo karna hai maine kar chuka, kritakrityoham aham, I am done, I am fulfilled, nothing more to do, naiva kinchit karomi, naiva kartavyam asti. Only jnanat evadu, only by knowledge alone he can gain this, not by doing anything. By doing anything, more things to come. Action only leads to another action. Only knowledge will end the action. Jnanagni sarva karmani basma sat kurute. Only a fire of knowledge can end action. Action cannot end action. That knowledge, when we gain through Vedanta, that I am complete. I am full. I have nothing more to do. I will leave the world to itself, and I know that the world will be a better place. I'm leaving it in a better place. That's a better place. That's it. I'm done. Until that contentment comes, clinging to life continues, and because of that, we continue to suffer. No freedom. So here he continues to say in verse number 11. Verse number 10. Yeah. Evam priyatama swatma Vedanta vishayo yati katam jnanam bhavet shushkam tasya tvam vada mitrahe. Evam priyatama swatma Vedanta vishayo yadi katam jnanam bhavet shushkam tasya tvam vada mitrahe. He mitra tvam vada. Oh my dear friend, please tell me. Evam priyatamaha atma. Most dear is this. Most lovable is this self. That is, yadi Vedanta vishayaha atma. This is a subject matter of the Vedanta. Katam jnanam shushkam then? How the knowledge become dry then? We are talking about something which is most dear to you. How can that be so dry? If the mother is in so much of love with the child and somebody talks about the child, will you not listen to it with great joy? Because you love that, and all of us love our own self, and the subject matter of Vedanta is that only. How can it be dry? What we love the most, we will love to hear more about it. Whatever can make us go closer to that which we love that, isn't it? That's why when people go from here to India, they travel 23, 24 hours on a travel, etc. So in spite of the fact that it is a, such a strenuous journey in the flight and sleepless night, etc., they will love to reach there and then meet their relatives, this, that, etc. And they are so excited. No jet lag at all. Still coming back. Oh. 1 week down. Why? Same place, same husband, same wife, same children. Why is that when you're going so excited, you don't even remember to even sleep? Why does that excitement? Because you are going to look for something which you love. Even the children, when they play games, when they are ready to win the game, they fall down 23 times and then bruise all over the body. Still, they get up and work hard. Why? Success. I want to win the game. Once the game is over, tired, earth, pain. It's because you are journeying towards what you love. So you love yourself the most, and the subject matter of Vedanta is that very Atman you love the most. How can you say that it is dry? Katam jnanam bhavet shushkam. Tell me. It is only a misconception that one thinks that Vedanta is dry. It has no, it doesn't give me joy. And that's why we'll see, people who do sadhana also. Kya kuru mein sadhana karraun. One person came to me and said, Swamiji, for the past so many years I've been listening to Gita and doing this and that. I don't see any improvement at all. You see, I don't see any improvement. So what do you say? So I said, if you have not studied Vedanta, what would have happened? Have you ever thought about it? Because you can't even think about it, right? How atrocious you would have become. So you will never know what you could have done. What mistake you have avoided by coming to Gita class and studying, you would never know. You would have become Rakshasa if you have not come to this study group. So you can never underestimate, because na kalyana krit kaschid durgadim tata gacchati. Bhagavan Krishna very clearly says that if you have come to this bus, you can never go wrong. Because it is about you, about your own self, your own happiness. And to learn how to reach that very abode of happiness cannot be unhappy path. The path itself, the journey itself, the sadhana itself is full of joy. Don't drag yourself, Gurudev used to say. Don't drag yourself. And somebody went to him and said, Swamiji, Lions Club, Rotary Club, they have an emblem, that they put when they meet. They put it so that they know that they belong to Lions Club. No, we should also have Chinmaya Mission, some emblem. So we should make it as a policy that whenever there is a meeting, all members should wear this. Gurudev looked at him and said, your face should show that. Not an emblem, the spin on the shirt. Your face should be brilliant, shining, happy, content. Then you know you're from Chinmaya Mission. Why do you need an emblem there? Belong to the shirt. So the joyful journey towards joy of your own heart. How can it be dry? It's dry because you are not understanding the essence of this teaching. So here, prayatante sukayeva tata dukkha nivruttaye. Vitta sattartha bhogaischa jana sarvatra sarvada prayatante sukayeva tata dukkha nivruttaye. Vitta sattartha bhogaischa jana sarvatra sarvada. Janaha sarvada sarvatra prayatante. Janaha people, sarvada at all times, sarvatra everywhere. Prayatante, they put effort for what? Sukaya eva. For happiness alone, everybody, every moment, everywhere, working. There are two kinds of things. Sukha prapti, dukkha nivritti. To gain sukham, joy, and get rid of dukkham. Sukaya dukkha nivritti prayatante. How? சித்த சத்தார்த்த போகைஹி. How do that? Vitta by wealth, satta by power and position, and bogas by various kinds of objects of experiences. So only two agendas we have in our life: more joy and get rid of sorrow. Bhagavan Shankaracharya also, in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, beginning itself, he says, only two agendas, two goals we have in our human life: dukkha nivritti tatha sukha prapti. So these two are the main things that we would like to pursue in our life, and Vedanta talks about how to do that. Instead of dukkha nivritti, dukkha hedu nivritti. Very source of dukkham itself is trying to get rid of. Not dukkham, but source of dukkham. And sukha prapti, it is not sukha prapti. Sukha adhara prapti. Very substratum of happiness. See, when you go to a doctor to medical checkup, and then since you have some particular physical ache problem, he may look at the symptom, but he will also try to get rid of the cause. He may give symptomatic treatment, but he will also look into what could have caused this. Because if one day it happens, okay. Second time also same problem, he will start wondering. Third time, he will say, no, I have to find out what the problem is. You know? So Vedanta is not interested in symptomatic treatment. That you can do, go some, do Kriya, and then get stand upside down, do Pranayama, you can do that. But what is that the very cause of the problem? Some people say, Swamiji, when my friend has a psychiatrist, you know, and I get very upset very often. So I asked him what to do. He said, when you get angry, you go and take a shower, you know, stand under a shower for five minutes. You'll be all right. So I asked him, so what did you do? Whole day I was standing under the shower. Because the moment I got out of the shower, I again got angry. Again, I went back. So do you think getting rid of anger is possible by just sitting under a shower? Can the psychological problem be solved by physical solutions? Our problem is a spiritual problem, not even mind. I'm telling you. We try to adjust the mind by doing this or that, but the problem is not there. मानसं तिकं का मार्गने कृते नैव मानसं. अरे मन है क्या उसको आप ठीक करने करके जा रहे हो? ट्राइंग टू एडजस्ट द माइंड ऑल द टाइम. ये मन है ही नहीं पहले. इट्स ओनली अ गोस्ट. यू आर ट्राइंग टू चेस अ शैडो. माया रूपमेव तत्. It is, mind is a mere illusory existence, and you're trying to correct that. Go to the very hetu, very cause of it. But we are so busy in our lives, and we constantly engage in sukhaya prayatante janaha sada sarvatra. How? Vittena sattena bhogaihi. By wealth, by power, by position, by objects of experience, sukha prapti and dukkha nivritti, this is what we are doing. But we are not looking at a solution. We are only looking at a temporary adjustments. So Vedanta says, though, that's not enough. And for whose sake we are learning this? For our sake only. Self-improvement is the primary reason we should study. Gurudev said, you know, Chinmaya Mission is for personal growth. That is the main focus. Please pay attention to that only. Everything else is secondary. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत्. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి హరి.